Here in the Vatican, visitors continue to flock to St. Peter's. Rome has, after all, a special place in tourists' hearts. As Pope Benedict himself said on the occasion of the Mozart concert we mentioned earlier, remember, it was also the anniversary of the city's founding. His exact words were, "The vocation of Rome is to be a beacon of civilization and spirituality for the entire world." Rome, he added, has had a key role down the centuries, welcoming visitors who come to see important works of art and architecture, many of which are tied to this city's Christian history. Like, for example, and I'm adding this, not Pope Benedict, the exhibition currently taking place in the Charlemagne wing to the left of St. Peter's Square, which offers visitors a tiny hint of what the site's 4th century basilica looked like. A sampling of drawings for projects dropped, changed or executed. A glance at how other artists paid homage to St. Peter. And a brief reflection on the basilica's importance in the lives of 3 well-known Catholics. They are Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta, St. Francis of Assisi and St. Therese of Lisieux, whose objects and writings are a witness to the emotion of finding oneself in the cities where Saints Peter and Paul preached and were martyred. It's on the subject of this exhibition, but on a far lighter and more flippant note, that Ed and I like to focus. The next segment of this programme, as announced at the beginning, is in fact ever respectful of our weekly rendezvous with our popular Latin lover, whom I bully today into jotting down a postcard to a friend of mine named Alice. Watch the change of pace and tone. So far, Foster, this friend of mine is crazy about exhibitions like the one down the road at St. Peter's. So let's start the postcard. Ave, my friend. Right? Her name's Alice. Is Alice a Latin name?
Alicia. Alicia. Yes, in Wonderland. Alice in Wonderland. Oh, yeah.
Alice in Wonderland.
Terra Mirabilium. We have all that done. In the land of the wonders.
Well, this is the text of my postcard, Land of Wonders. To celebrate the foundation of St. Peter's birthday in 506. You translate that?
Celebrator. To celebrate what?
St. Peter's birthday. St. Peter's Basilica.
Santi Petri Basilice Natalis.
The foundation stone.
Okay, it's the lapis angularis.
I'll buy that, lapis angularis, I like that.
Yeah, the cornerstone.
Cast in 1506.
Anno millesimo quingentesimo sexto est iactus.
That sounds very complicated, Father.
Iactus was cast. The stone was cast.
So anyway, I crossed the bridge over the Tiber.
Pontem super Tiberim transii.
And went to what was once known as the Ager, or rather Ager perhaps, Vaticanus.
Et adii qui quondam fuit Ager Vaticanus, to keep that form.
What does Ager actually mean?
It means the Vatican plain, the Vatican field.
Orchard.
Orchard. Nah, that's a...
How do you say orchard?
Pomarium.
That means apples. They're not only apple trees.
Okay, that's enough.
Going towards the Charlemagne wing.
Ad aulam Caroli Magni tendens.
Where an exhibition marking a special date is housed.
Ubi rerum expositio.
This exhibition, then, is focusing on the building of the basilica.
Hunc eventum celebrans.
Where an exhibition marking a special date is housed.
Well, I would say custoditur.
Mentioning the names of the great figures involved in the building.
Intenditur mens varia in... Edificationis tempora, ipsius basilice. Many.
How do you say these?
Qui included Clara et celebria nomina, At the end, and you have the list there.
Bernini was singled out in this exhibition by a medal with his portrait, commissioned in his honour by Louis XIV of France, where there are the words in Latin.
Well, they would have. That's the only thing they knew.
Singularis in singulis, in omnibus unicum.
No, no, no. Unicum is neuter. Oh, not unicum, unicus. He was, you'd say, he was outstanding in individual things, but he was unique in all things.
Getting back to my postcard, you won't believe it, Alicia, but there was a hotbed of envy section with all kinds of documents testifying to this.
To what?
To this hotbed of envy section.
What is the hotbed of envy? A seminarium invidiae, a seedbed of envy.
One of these documents concerned an irate Michelangelo who complained that some of his workmen were not getting paid.
Qui conquerebatur was complaining.
Michelangelo.
No, nullis Michelangelo's be.
Irate.
Iratus, well, irascens.
There you are.
Irascens. Michelangelo's querebat con querebatur, vel querebatur. No, nullis suis opificibus mercedem non solvi.
Well, there was even a fragment taken from a dark red wall with some significant graffiti in Greek. Petrus Eni.
That's not in the exhibit there.
Yeah, it is.
They didn't pull it out of the basement. You're not going to touch that. A red wall there where St. Peter was, they said, was buried. Peter here. Petrus Eni.
1,800 years ago.
Yeah. Mille octingentos abinc annos.
You've been listening to Latinist Professor Reginald Foster in a program presented and produced by Veronica Scaresbrick.